previously on Get Canceled.
But remember, in today's society,
butthole play is socially acceptable.
OnlyFans. Excuse me, if it's done the right way.
And what's the right way?
I mean, the wrong way is not to just shove it up there. Obviously. I'll tell you that much. But here's the thing: your sex drive needs to match up with your partner.
That's correct.
That's the thing that people don't realize. Not everyone has the same drive.
Warning: what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. And before I do anything else, I need to take care of some business. This is an anonymous show, so if you enjoy, if you like what you hear, please rate, review, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and most importantly, your enemies. All right, now that that's done, back to the show.
She's like, I have a high sex drive.
I do.
And if somebody has a kinky sex drive, you got to match the kinkiness too.
That's accurate. Yeah. Or else it's not going to work.
You can't just have missionary.
Just not on the period. Not on the period.
Not on the period.
I don't need my red wings.
Some people like it though. That's like naturally lubed.
No, I don't. I don't need to be on. Man.
You don't need it to be on a crime scene?
I just don't.
I don't want to be on an episode of True Blood without getting paid.
Listen, I don't want to know that it's being pulled out and there's.
That what's being pulled out? The blood?
No, once he pulls out, I don't want him or me or anyone to see what it looks like. Like, that's not okay. Like,
I've seen it.
I don't like that.
Yeah, what guy wants to see their dick all bloody?
No, I would hope nobody.
No, I've seen it and I'm like.
That's another reason why I just like, no.
Right.
That is a time where I will suck your dick.
Ew.
Wait, I'm going to ask all
and
three
like,
of you a question.
You can get me later.
Okay, are you ready? I want you to all answer at the same time.
Okay.
If on your period.
Nope.
To you two over here. If on your period, do you feel it in your mind where you like kind of feel bad and you're like, I want to blow my guy because.
Nope, free week. Free week. It's my free week.
Did you just hear me say.
Not sexually compatible.
Did you just hear me say? I said, if that's the case, if I'm on my period, I'll go down on him. Like, I'll suck his dick. And then that's the end of it. Like, to completion. I will suck your dick to completion because I am on my period.
And because he's happy or you just do it out of obligation? I'm actually curious.
It depends on my mood.
But if you're in a decent enough mood to take a
then I do it because I want
mouth,
to.
Yeah.
Good for you.
The guy gets something. The guy usually gets something.
There's only,
but it's my fucking free week.
There's only sometimes that you feel like it's more of like, ugh, I have to. And if I feel like, ugh, I have to, I'm not going
to
do it.
I don't anybody I used not to. Wanting them to do when they have to. I want
used
them
to.
To want.
I used to feel obligated and then just do it because I felt obligated. I will not do that again in my life. And if I don't want to, then I'm not going to.
I would just more lie better once in a while instead of when you don't want to do it is just pretend that you do and make the other person feel good because that feels as good as getting blown.
Well, it
women,
depends.
We can pretend real well.
Yeah, but it depends because, like, I have done that where I'm not into it and I feel obligated to do it, whether it's sex or blowjob or something, whatever it is, I'll do it and I'll pretend that I'm into it just so it will finish faster. But that doesn't mean that I don't want it at all to begin with, but you're doing it because you feel like you have to. And that's the thing that I said, like, I will never do that again.
I don't feel that's weird. Like, when I'm in relations. I don't.
Ew.
Ever.
But mine,
when I'm fucking, I just don't. I've not felt that feeling of like the other person is doing this because it's obligatory.
Also, the only experience I have with this is with someone who it wasn't a good relationship. And so, like, in the periods where it was really bad,
because it was during
I
the
felt,
period.
No, but I felt obligated because he would make me feel obligated.
That's bullshit. Then kick
but
his
like,
ass to
I
the
should,
fucking curb.
Well, that's what I should have done, and I didn't.
You did eventually.
Eventually, but I did do things because I felt like it'll just be easier. I just have to get it done, and I'm going to pretend I'm into it, and I fucking can't stand
it's
it.
It's like folding your laundry. You have to, but.
It's like, ugh, fine. Put it in.
Wow. That's not fun.
No. But no other person have I ever been like that with. Mm. Only him.
Well, then he was way bad for you. And you saw him win last night? When?
Gross.
It is interesting how people match up. You know, like, if you really think about it, it's weird that anybody finds each other. Like, all the bullshit that you go through and the horror stories.
I have so many.
I mean, I do think in relationships there are times that one person will want to have sex and the other person won't.
All the time.
But hopefully, once you, like, because you'll know sometimes that you have to do it because they want it. But, like, once you start, you should at least get into it. It's not like, ugh. Mm-hmm. Once you start making out and doing your thing, like, you should then get in the mood for it, even though you didn't necessarily want to do it to begin with. But once you're in the mood, you're in the mood and you go.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood.
Just sometimes one person's in the mood more than the other.
This is true.
And that's the give and take of a relationship.
Especially if you smoke a little sativa right before, you're going to definitely be in the mood.
That's right.
Go rock that shit. Go break somebody.
Drugs are fun, guys. Drugs are fun. We do like our drugs here at Get Canceled.
You can also have fun without drugs.
It's just you more can. Fun with them.
We're not saying that you can. It's just drugs are fun.
Like whatever I do in the beginning, because I try not to smoke weed in the beginning of knowing somebody unless they are also like a little weed. I'm not a pothead. I smoke once in a while, mostly here. But I would say in like the beginning, I try not to be like high all the time. But once I know someone, like, hey, it would be fun to like smoke before we fuck. And shit goes down.
I've had some great, 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 great sex. Actually, so I was a big pothead when I was younger. And then when I was 18, I stopped. And I didn't smoke again till, let's say, 29. Actually, no, I think it was after that. It was like, let's 30, 31. I don't know, something like that. And the first time that I got stoned when I started again was with the doctor.
Oh.
And that was the crazy, crazy sex I had.
You had sex with your doctor?
Yeah, I sure did.
Is he in jail?
No.
The fuck is happening
no,
in
no,
here?
No. But
it was consensual.
It was consensual, yeah.
Is he a witch doctor?
He came over to
Yeah.
He came over to my house and we got stoned. That was the first time I ever got high. I was so stoned. And we had fucking great sex for a long fucking time. He's still practicing.
I'm sure he is.
Practicing
on many other women.
Yeah, well, then things got real weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long. Super professional. I was like, I'm not coming here anymore.
I just like, how long can you keep weird. Something like that up? Literally.
Because he was like, know? That was really unprofessional, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's fine. Like, let's just do it again.
Was your doctor Dr. Leonardo DiCaprio? Let's talk about why Taylor Swift can't keep a man. I don't understand this. If this chick is 6 feet and is worth $32 bazillion and quite attractive.
Yeah, but you don't know what her personality is like.
That's what I'm saying is if she's going out with all these guys, I am 100% that she is either awful, awful, awful in bed or her personality is so fucking annoying that all these boys are leaving.
I'm telling you what it
Dull.
Is. Okay, what it is. This is my opinion is she's dating just like everyone else dates in the world, but she's in the media. So it's like people date. And they date for years and then they break up and then they date someone else and they date for however long and then they break up. Like, that's life. Isn't she's like still young? Like, she's like 30, early 30s. So that's what you do. She's not like.
I think just the comment is that she's dated so many people.
Yeah.
Like, she's had a lot
of
boyfriends.
It's like, what, a catch 22? You can't date? You know, a man can fucking have as many sex partners, but the woman, oh, sorry. Yeah,
it is a catch 22. You know?
I'm just saying, I don't. She seems attractive and whatever. So I always wonder
she
how.
Seems boring.
How have you not
she
locked
seems boring.
Into
Yeah.
So maybe she's boring. Boring in bed too?
I mean, anything is possible. We don't know anything about her. It's kind of hard to say.
I don't know. Those quiet ones, they can always surprise you.
I can't imagine it's easy dating a pop star.
But also,
you know, that life is ridiculous.
Easy for me.
The thing is,
not easy to date any actor.
For a while, though. It's not like
what'd you say? She what?
She dates these guys for a while. It's not like she's dating for a month or two. Like, she's been in long-term relationships with a lot of people. So obviously, there's something there that people are attracted to and stick with for a while. So for whatever reason, it doesn't stay for a long-term marriage situation. We don't know if they don't click or she's crazy or she's boring. Like, nobody really knows, but it's just like the normal person who would date a bunch of people. She's probably had more partners, but it's also just like she's in the public eye.
But she was like fucking a guy who sang, your body's a wonderland.
Everybody fucked him.
That's everyone true. Dated like, everybody John Mayer did. In the heyday of John Mayer.
That was the thing.
I dated him in 89.
Bud buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, she dated him. Then she started and she was young as fuck when she dated dated him, I think.
Yeah, it was like a whole fucking thing.
So, like, that's how she... There's something about her that
her career. Her career is number one. Yeah. Everybody else is, like, number
but
two.
But also, like, dude, like, her manager and whatnot, they set her up with dates and guys to date, and then she's in the public eye, and it keeps her name going and helps her sales and all this shit. So, like, it's all very calculated.
But, like, how old is she?
She's, like, 30.
Hey, Siri. How old is Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is 33 years old.
So she's still young.
Is that Jake from State Farm?
No.
Okay.
It's just the world is obsessed with her.
Yeah. Well, how weird is the whole Ariana Grande thing? Did you hear about that with her co-host?
Uh-huh.
From Wicked? The whole thing is so fucked.
He was what married happened? With a brand new baby.
Yeah, she's married. She's newly married. She had an affair with her coworker who was married to his high school sweetheart. They just had a baby. And he had this affair with Ariana Grande. He looks like a ginger midget.
He's really not cute at all. And they both divorced their significant others and live together in New York now. They got a place together. And, like, he has a baby, like a baby
brand
baby with somebody else.
New baby.
They both divorced each other. Yeah, it's wild. They're living happily together, so it says.
If they break up at any point in time, that you fucked your whole life. You got to stick together at this point.
Yeah, that's what we said. Well, I said that to somebody.
Dude, they're totally going to break up.
Yeah, there's no way they're staying together.
Will move on to the next. I mean.
Never know. Hey, benefit
no,
of the
doubt. I know. I'm looking at
for
this.
For their
I'm telling
sake,
you,
I hope that they stay together because, like, that's
to fucking
up.
Blow up your life like that.
Didn't, like, Gwen and Blake, like, Gwen.
They're married.
I know, but they,
but
were,
they were
already
okay.
divorced.
So, okay, because I have intel on this. And what's his name from Bush?
Gavin Rosdale.
Gavin had cheated on her. She found out about it. They were in the process of divorce. It was like the whole thing is when she, and then she started dating Blake.
Mm.
So it wasn't like she was in a marriage that was happy. And I mean, we don't know if anybody's marriage was happy and like the Ariana Grande and the whole thing, but she was married and her husband was cheating. And then that's what started them to separate. And that's when she met Blake.
And Blake, his wife, Miranda Lambert, cheated on him. So they both had that.
They like found comfort in each other.
Yeah.
You guys went so E! Entertainment television on me.
I just know about this.
Miranda Lambert and Miranda Cosgrove and...
No.
I don't
we
know
are
that
not teeny boppers over here.
I'm saying I don't know those people. I don't know
Miranda
Cosgrove.
I didn't say that. We said Miranda Lambert.
Same
she
thing.
Was married.
There's no difference. If your name
no.
is Miranda, you're all the same.
No.
You were on Nickelodeon, weren't you?
Miranda Cosgrove was. Miranda Lambert is older and married to somebody else. And
she's a country singer.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'll meet Miranda Lambert somewhere.
Can you do the wah, wah, wah?
Jeez. Okay. Do you have another one for me?
Yeah, butthole sex. How likelihood, like yay or nay, butthole sex? Go.
Wait, but that's not that question. There's not a question there. What do you mean likely?
Yay or nay?
Like, will we do it?
Yay
or
nay?
Do you want your butthole to be played with?
It's going
to
be vague. I'm going to keep it vague.
I do it twice a year.
Great. Go ahead.
If she wants to.
I'll try anything, but I'm not into it.
Don't forget the lube.
Do you want me to sing you a lullaby?
Yes, please.
What would be your lullaby of choice?
Go away.
Creepy guy.
Creepy guy.
You're drying up my vagina.
With your jokes, with your jokes.
So many crickets.
Flaccidity.
Flaccid me.
This is painful. I can't partake in any of this.
You don't have to. It's not recording.
It is.
Oh, fuck.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.